what drug war. As America immerses itself more and more into the raging Iraq war, we may learn something about the nature of this war when we look at how the state has waged another war, the drug war. Recently, I came across a remarkable article written by a man who spent his entire career as a drug warrior, and he says today, unequivocally, that the so-called war is a fraud. In the words of Mike Levine, who spent several decades as a foot soldier of the DEA, of the Drug Enforcement Agency, the so-called drug war is the governmental equivalent of the street hustle, the three-card Monty, where a guy shuffles three cards, daring passersby to pick the queen card. Usually, one guy will sidle up, pick the queen, and win a wad of bills. Of course, this guy is working with a dealer to entice passersby to play the game and inevitably get taken. Levine, now an alternative journalist, puts it this way, quote, "When President Nixon first declared war on drugs in 1971, there were fewer than 500,000 hardcore addicts in the entire nation, most of whom were addicts to heroin. Most of them lived in large inner-city areas, with the greatest number residing in New York City. Only two federal agencies were charged with enforcing drug laws back then, the Federal Bureau of Narcotics and U.S. Customs. These two agencies were greater enemies to each other than to any drug cartel. The total drug war was less than $100 million. 3 decades later, despite the expenditure of $1 trillion in federal and state tax dollars, the number of hardcore addicts is shortly expected to exceed 5 million. Our nation has become the supermarket of the drug world. With a wider variety and bigger supply of drugs at cheaper prices than ever before. The problem now not only affects every town and hamlet on the map, but it is difficult to find a family anywhere that is not somehow affected." That's from Levine's article, Mainstream Media, The Drug War's Shills, in the book Into the Buzzsaw, Leading Journalists Expose the Myth of a Free Press. Levine argues that results like these show many things, but winning a war ain't one of them. When Levine points to a culprit, it is to many an unexpected target. His years in the drug game has convinced him that the biggest benefactor and participant in the lucrative drug industry is none other than the U.S. government CIA. He shows repeatedly how the CIA worked with every big drug operation in the world, often to secure funding for black operations that they couldn't slide through Congress. I mean, not that Congress was really much of an impediment. Another independent journalist, Richard L. Miller, has written a truly provocative book that reveals how deeply the so-called drug war has transformed American political, judicial, and civic cultures. In Drug Warriors and Their Prey, From Police Power to Police State, published in 1996, Miller, using a ton of legal cases, demonstrates how thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, of Americans have lost every alleged right that they've ever claimed to possess in pursuit of a war that has become deadlier than the disease. Both Levine and Miller illustrate how this false war is a war against the people and a great way of government to gain power and massive funding to boot. These works reveal the seeds of corruption that has grown into redwoods of repression in America. They're canaries in the mine of America, signaling the poison creeping through the dark of night. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.